One more on this story. Now we're joined by Mike Dorning. He's a political reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He's here with me in the studio. Welcome, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Happy to be here.
Now, it's been reported that Senator Dianne Feinstein has broken with other Senate Democrats and is now saying that Roland Burris should be seated. Is anyone else following her?
Well, we haven't seen anyone else make a public statement so far. But Dianne Feinstein is the outgoing chairman of the Rules Committee, which actually judges credentials of senators. She was talking to some reporters in the Capitol building yesterday, and she made the case that he should be seated. The case she made is much like the case that your prior guest, Mr. Schmoke, made, which is she's looking at this not so much in terms of the political merits, but in terms of what precedent this would set for governors appointing senators. Now, Dianne Feinstein, as you may know, is considering a run for governor of California, so she's obviously mindful of the prerogatives that governors would have. But she's also someone who's been in the Senate a while. And in the Senate, particularly the people who've been there a while, it's an institution that's very mindful of tradition and setting precedent. And so she's looking at this in a different light than the Democratic Party leaders who are looking at it in terms of what is the political problems of someone who might be associated with Blagojevich. She's looking at it in the scope of history. Would this set a precedent that would then allow other governors' appointees to be attacked in the future for some other reason? And if she's governor of California or some other state has a governor that makes an appointment, do we really want to be laying new groundwork for challenging governor's appointments to the Senate?
Well, that leads me to my next question, which is one of the reasons we called you, is that you're a Chicago reporter, but you're following the story here in Washington. And it seems to me that there are multiple narratives going on about what this means and what would be at stake here if one course or another is followed. So first thing I wanted to ask is, how is this playing in Illinois? And is it different from the way it's seen here in Washington? In Washington, it seemed like this is a political embarrassment. And I think a lot of people are thinking, how could he, so awkward to go up there. But what about back in Illinois?
Well, I think in Illinois, people do kind of see it as an embarrassment and a circus, too. In fact, the lieutenant governor was on a radio show or television show a few days ago who was making just that case, that this whole situation is an embarrassment to the state of Illinois. And there is this kind of regional pride that's been injured by what's happened in the last month. I mean, Illinois is a state that's a majority white state that a lot of people don't think of as, super progressive or anything like that. But we were the state that produced the first African-American president and an African-American president that was broadly acceptable to the country as a whole. So that night in Grant Park when Barack Obama was elected was a night of enormous pride in Chicago and Illinois. And 2 months later, the governor is arrested for the most allegedly the most base corrupt scandal, and now we have this circus that's been produced from them.
You mentioned that Illinois is a predominantly white state. How do you think, what's your take on how race is playing into this now? It seems to me that's also a moving target. And I also think it's worth noting that one of the reasons that Roland Burris's credentials were not accepted by the Secretary of the Senate is that the Secretary of State of Illinois refused to sign it. And he's also African-American,
indeed,
as is the president-elect. But what's your take on how race is playing out?
I think that in Illinois, it's sort of playing out on multiple levels. There's a set of people in Chicago who do view this as a racial issue, that this seat has been represented by two prominent African-Americans, Carol Moseley Braun, the first female black senator, and then Barack Obama. So Governor Blagojevich did choose a black man who's sort of an elder political statesman in the black community in Chicago, someone who's not been associated with corruption in any way. So there's a strong element within the black community in Illinois, and particularly Chicago, that says, hey, our guy's been appointed. He should be in the Senate. But I think that's mitigated to some extent by people like Jesse White, who's a prominent African-American in Illinois, and of course, the most prominent African-American politician in America, the president-elect, came out and said he agreed with what the Senate leaders had done. So it's a mitigated feeling.
It's kind of a mixed bag. The story is still with us. Mike Dorning, will you keep us posted?
I will.
Mike Dorning is a political reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He was kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studio. Thanks so much.
Take care.